This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Let's go to Tony, who's in Connecticut. What's up, Tony?
Hello.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, I'm Tony Two Shoes. I'm going to send some shoes to the two of yous. All right, I'm going to send you some Kane Revive. We're a local company from Connecticut. I'm going to send you each a pair, all right?
Yeah, size 12, Tony Two Shoes.
You got it. Jeremy Hills, he's a NFL trainer. He's one of our guys.
But nice.
I got a question for you. So looking back at Tommy DeVito, so, you know, he was kind of like a bright light in a dark time, right? He's fun to watch. He played well. Do you think that there's a scenario, or do you see like qualities in him where he could go to another team and kind of really be like a leader or have like kind of a grander career, especially if possibly the Giants are going to cut him?
Yeah, you know, Tony Two Shoes, I really like Tommy DeVito. He joined us in one of the Boomer and Geo lives.
With cheese.
He's awesome. I think he was perfect for the Giants at that time. Coming in, unfortunately, he won some games and had success that knocked him out of the top three in last year's draft. Could he go somewhere else and make an impact? I mean, hell, I thought Mike White was going to go somewhere else and make an impact, and he never really got that opportunity in Miami. He's up in Buffalo now. I wouldn't rule anything out with that guy's work ethic and passion, but I don't think teams are going to be tripping all over themselves to try to bring Tommy DeVito in to start for him.
You know what, though? I think the team really actually does really, really like him.
Yeah.
You know, why? Because, you know, he's no-nonsense. Like, he had some fun with the whole Tommy DeVito jersey Italian thing, but at the end of the day, he went to work every day, was a good teammate, busted his ass on the practice squad, and he can throw. I mean, mm-hmm. he could really let it rip. So I would not be surprised if somebody else is let go. You never know how things work out. You'd like to have four quarterbacks on your roster, one on the practice squad. You know Jackson Dart is not going. I would think you're going to have this kind of draft choice. He is going to be dressing for games. You know what I mean? Like, he is going to be an active participant. But if you told me that they would get rid of Jameis Winston, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, wouldn't that kind of be, I mean, ridiculous, though, to sign that guy? I understand it's not a lot of money, but, I mean, you sign him, you bring him in, then before he's even a part of the team, you cut him?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, after training camp, you may end up having to cut him.
Okay.
Like, you know, when they get down to, you know, the real hard numbers and looking at who they think is going to be a good fit and who's going to be a good mentor for Jackson Dart, mm-hmm. you know, Tommy DeVito may recognize, hey, look, my time has come. I've had an opportunity. I have played. But, you know, Tommy DeVito may be a good mentor for Jackson Dart. You never know.
Yeah.
It's another thing that they'll look at. They'll look at relationships, the way people are getting along with each other, how the team is built. That's all part and parcel of building a team when you're coming out of training camp.
Let's go to Patrick, who's out in Detroit. What's going on, Patrick?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Patrick. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just thought real quick before I ask my question, I just want to say I really appreciate your guys' support for military and police. Come from a long line of families and that stuff. So when I hear your guys' stuff on the show, I've been listening for a while. Just love to hear it. It's awesome. I served in 1st Battalion, 2nd Marines, and I was in Afghanistan 15 years ago. Today was the day one of my great friends unfortunately stepped in IED. So to hear you guys talking about it and all the great praise, it really makes me feel good. So glad to hear it, guys.
Well, of course, and thank you for all you've done, and I'm glad that you can listen and appreciate it, and I'm sorry for your loss. I know that once these anniversaries come around, it's a tough thing to deal with. So I'm hoping you're able to have some great memories today of the time that you spent with your friend serving. So so what else do you have for us today, Patrick?
So, yeah, I appreciate it. Always celebrate the day, you know, celebrate their life. But back to my question. So the Jets draft, huge Jets fan. I was a little surprised by them not going, for one, not getting a defensive tackle in the latter draft rounds. You know, there was kind of a position they needed, and there was a lot of depth in the draft for that position. And what did you guys think about them not taking a quarterback either, which I kind of thought was a little surprising?
I would say I would categorize this as a no-frills draft for the Jets, like a substance draft, and a draft that reflects their head coach. I think he's gotten bigger people. You know, he got a big cornerback in this draft, 6'2" cornerback. Obviously, Armon Membu, we've heard from him. He's going to be a perfect complement, hopefully, to Olu Fashanu, who'll be the left tackle, and then Membu will be the right tackle. I mean, I think, you know, it wasn't flashy. There were no big expectations. They got a nice tight end. The kid from LSU is 6'5". He's about 260 pounds. So that should be a solid player for them. The other kids I can't really tell you much more about, other than that they come from really good football schools, Georgia, Alabama, and Miami. So you just got to hope that those kids can figure it out. This Arian Smith as a wide receiver is kind of interesting to me.
Yeah, you know I reference Gruden a lot, but I do love the guy. That's one of his favorite.
That was one of his favorite guys in the draft.
In the entire draft, and before the Jets drafted him. So it's not like he was like sucking up to the Jets or anything. He said, you know, when he was evaluating all the players, he loved that guy. So something to keep an eye on. As far as the defensive tackle stuff, we were just talking about that. The Bills jumped ahead of the Jets a couple times and took guys that we thought were going to the Jets.
That's exactly right. And the other thing, too, I will say about this is that you can feel the major shift in the way the Jets are doing things. You could feel it. You could see it. You could hear it in their comments about the people who they've drafted. This is Aaron Glenn, and the influence of Bill Parcells has taken over. It was one of the reasons why he was hired. It was one of the reasons, you know, Bill has been a big person in his background, as Dan Campbell has been, who was also influenced by Bill Belichick, as Sean Payton was influenced by Bill Belichick, and Darren Muji comes here. So these guys all understand the way to get it done. And it seems to be like they're trying to do everything under the radar, nothing flashy. You know, they're not going to go down these roads with these crazy, you know, free agents and draft picks and all this other crap. It's going to be all about substance for them.
Yeah, and the type of character that the guys are, and you talk about the loving football thing. Aaron Glenn has mentioned that many times. And as far as not taking a quarterback that the caller asked about, I'm not surprised at all he didn't take a quarterback. I mean, this draft was really not known for the quality of quarterbacks this year. And of course, we talked a ton because the Giants needed one and the whole Shador thing and everything else. But, you know, they brought in someone in Justin Fields that they're going to give a real opportunity to be the future of the team. This is not Russell Wilson or Jameis Winston, a stopgap, and then you hand the keys over to Jackson Dart, who you drafted in the first round. They're going to see if they can.
They're going to try to Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, Justin Sam Fields. Darnold. Sam yeah, Darnold,
they're
too.
They're going to try to do that, and maybe they catch lightning in a bottle. Maybe they don't. And if they don't, that means they're not going to have a great season. And if they don't have a great season, there'll be plenty of quarterbacks next year that they can draft.
Yeah. And as far, I mean, Armon Membu, everything about him, I love. From the second that I heard him be interviewed, looking at the tape, the wrestling stuff. So, yeah, I mean.
And two things, though, that did come true that two guys did predict. And the one guy is Brian Baldinger.
Oh, yeah, big trade.
Remember the big trade thing that he put out there?
He said, I know what's going to happen, can't say it, but it's not an if or when, buckle up. And that was obviously the trade up to get Travis Hunter between the Browns and the Jaguars.
That was a great job.